Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. Winter Lake is a satanic philosopher with a background in philosophy and quantum physics. He is a black magic practitioner, has published 11 books on the subject, another one coming. Winter has released 22 tarot decks and is the founder of the Sanctum in the Morning Star, which is an international symposium of occultists dedicated to the search of Luciferian being. Lake's singular premise within his satanic philosophy is that the Luciferian inalienable truth that all men are created evil. Interesting. Winter, welcome back. 8 years. How have you been?
I know. 8 years, George. You're amazing.
Where does the time fly?
I don't know. I'm amazed at 8 years, and I feel good, and you look great and are doing well and carrying on, and your willpower is amazing.
Well, thank you, my friend. We've got a lot to talk about tonight.
I mean, I commend you. Yes, we do.
Now, you're going to get some calls from our listeners who probably will be upset because you are a satanic practitioner. But I want to take this time for you to explain what it is, why you do what you do, and we'll get into that all the time. I mean, because knowing you, you're a nice guy.
I am. I'm down to earth. I'm very much in the Hindu path of releasing the I, where I have no ego, which is quite the opposite of a lot of so-called satanic practitioners. They're very much pretentious. They think they're better than everyone else. They can't socialize and so on. I'm very much a businessman. I'm extremely real, and I keep it that way. My path is not for everyone, and I don't go around wearing it on my sleeve. I don't go around trying to bring others into the path. It is a path that is found. For me, yes, I believe that all men are created evil. I think there are variations of this evil, though, very, very hierarchical, whether it's lawful evil, those that are bound by the law, or those that are barbaric, very much like the ISIS groups or groups that seek out to just do harm to others because they can. They, you know, people that hurt animals, people that, you know, like just barbarism. That is something that is not, I don't truck with. And I think you know this well. We've discussed it. But I just want to emphasize that for listeners to realize that you're not dealing with a crazy person. I've gotten very intellectual. I'm a philosopher and a quantum physics individual. And I look at things on multi-level situations.
Let's talk about Lucifer. Who is Lucifer as far as you're concerned?
Well, you know, a name is a name. And Lucifer is energy, which is the dark matter cosmic of our universe. That is what I call it. You could call it God. You could call it cosmicism. You could call it anything. But really, it's for me, what taps me with it is the innate evil of that darkness. When you touch into it, it's not what I would feel, which is the construct of good. There is very much an evil there, a force of power of darkness. So I choose to call it Lucifer. Now, I don't worship it. I'm at one with it. And other practitioners like myself are at one. We don't bow down. But it's not really even carrying on self-worship. It's beyond that. And that is why I started the Sanctum of the Morning Star, to seek out more Luciferian being. But it's very cosmic, George. Lucifer, for me, is a sacred name, very much similar to Satan. These names are sacred, you know. I don't go around calling it out all the time and so on and so on. People wear it on the sleeve and they look at it as like, oh, Satan is this monster in the closet or a ghost under the bed or so on. And actually, it's not that at all. It's a vibration that you can attune with and flow with, and an immense amount of amazing things can come from it.
If you go back and reread the Bible based on what they say about Satan and Lucifer, it gives you a different impression of how you believe. What are your thoughts on that?
Yes, biblically, Lucifer is the evil spirit that came into the garden and, you know, espoused knowledge. And from that knowledge, God cast out humanity. You know, no, I don't think that's it at all. You know, biblically, these are stories which can be kind of bloodthirsty. You know, the Bible is a very bloodthirsty doctrine. But I don't go around slamming it. I don't go around slamming it. I take it as, you know, a testament of human knowledge and a testament to what humans are capable of and what has happened as a record. You know, a lot of other satanic supposed practitioners or so on, they go around and they're like bashing Christ or this and that, and they're stuck on that. That way beyond all that. And most others at this point in our society, which is like witchcraft is everywhere. I mean, Satanism is everywhere. Practitioners are everywhere. You know, they're moving beyond that concept as well. But the Bible, it is a very interesting doctrine. But the stating that Lucifer, you know, cast out from the light as an angel and so on and so on, these are kind of just tales to be told that come out from actually some pre-doctrines from the Roman Empire, because even the word Lucifer comes from Luciferic, which is in the Latin and in the Roman.
And there are many now who are even beginning to take the position that there isn't even a hell. And if there's no hell, there may be no Satan.
Correct. There may be a hell dimension. There may be. In the quantum finite, you know, infinity of what we're dealing with, there may be, but I doubt it. I think once the lights go out here, they come on instantaneously somewhere else and in something else. There is no end. If you're a remote viewer, you can really perceive this as well. And I know, well, I'm not talking in general to you, George, but I mean in general, people that are using, which is what in medieval times known as clairvoyance or clairaudience, you can perceive and see that we are in an endless chain and a cycle of life and death and life and death. And it's beyond reincarnation as well. There's a method to it, an order, a satanic order, in my opinion.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If
you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Can your savings weather an economic storm? Think about what you've put away for the future. Inflation can render cash worthless. Real estate can crash like in 2008. Economies built on a mountain of debt can fall like a house of cards. And there are very few physical assets you can invest in that can stand the test of time. Gold has withstood as a valued form of money for millennia. It's why people are flocking to it now and why Birch Gold is busier than ever. Through a little-known tax loophole, Birch Gold can let you convert a retirement account into a tax-sheltered IRA and physical gold, and the best part, it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket to make that change. To learn more, text COAST to 989898 and claim your free info kit on gold. Let me ask you this again. Can your IRA or 401k weather an economic storm? If not, call the people I trust, Birch Gold. Text COAST to 989898 and secure your savings today.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Winter Lake with us. His websites are linked up at coasttocoastam.com. His books are all listed there, and we're going to talk about his Sanctum of the Morning Star a little bit later on tonight as well. What does evil mean to you? What is your definition of that word?
Evil is the nature of man. We are inherently evil. I know it's shocking or to be like, this person is crazy. I feel that good is a construct, and evil is contained through the bounds of law. As a humanity, we are not good. We want to be good, and we want to aspire to do good things. That doesn't mean that we're going to break the bounds of law. If you break the bounds of law, they are in place to constrain the beast. You know, we're like a centaur. We're part human and part beast. And we have this beast side of us. And we don't know why we have it, but it has to be controlled. And we control it through law. We control it through the constraints and the shackles that that brings. You know, you can't go out and hurt people. You can't stab people on train platforms. You can't just take from people. You know, and this is done because, you know, we have law. Now, if we remove the bounds of law, then we have the beast unleashed. There is no constraints. We can do what we want. We can go and burn Christians in cages. We can throw people off buildings. We can, you know, go rapine, be ISIS. You know, and I despise all that. I'm into very much an advanced civilization that wants to escape this type one philosophy, because we are on a crash course to going there, which other civilizations have quickly gone. And we're on the precipice, especially within 2030 as we approach it, we could be in for a golden era, you know, and amazing, you know, self-driving farm equipment or, you know, AI robots or, you know, flying cars. Those are where I want to go. I want to go into a super science future of amazing astonishment where mankind is free from the bounds of terrestrial thinking. However, that darkness, that barbaric evil is very much in the background. And once that gets a hold of us, we're going to be possibly, it's a 50-50 chance at this point, but, you know, we can either advance forward and march forward into a lawful evil space, or we can regress back into the barbarism, the barbaric evil space.
And when you say evil is inherent in the humankind, when the little baby's born, it's got to be as innocent as they come, right?
Yes, I mean, it's beautiful, and that's wonderful, but unfortunately, through the societal situation, it advances itself and realizes that it is, has these innate darkness within it.
At what age do you think that happens?
Happens about 6 years old.
That's it, huh? My gosh.
Yes, there's a lot of psychopathy starts to reveal itself. A lot of things psychologically occur. The child may harm animals or do things to other people. There are things that just occur, and children, they just carry out these very dark urges. Now, where are these impulses coming from? That's just like these people that are now suddenly hearing voices. You know, now, I don't know. This is a whole nother thing that's occurring, where general normal people begin to hear these voices, and they're carrying out these nefarious, terrible things, like, I need to murder all my children, you know? I mean, this kind of stuff I don't truck with as well, but it's a weird phenomenon.
When you hear the word evil, and people equate it with satanic masses and things like that, does that upset you?
No, and that's a part of it. I mean, the satanic mass is carried on as an affirmation of our power. And, you know, I'm not an atheist in this aspect. I think that there is a dark power matter energy that is Lucifer, that is in the, you know, a side of the entirety of the universe, the cosmos. No, it doesn't upset me at all. What upsets me is that they use it in inane names. You have groups that, like, use it for political purposes or to, you know, in some hollow sense of atheism. You know, that kind of stuff is really boring, and I don't really find that space. And a lot of people are, in, you know, found that deception. To me, that's just a deception.
When you hear words like satanic sacrifices or it's a satanic murder, what does that mean to you?
It happens. I'm not going to lie. A lot of other people would deny it. They would say, oh, no, you know, this kind of thing doesn't go on. It absolutely goes on. It's happening more and more.
Would you prefer that it not happen?
Well, I can't do anything about it. People are on their course, their crash course of doing it. It happens a lot, unfortunately, in Britain and in Europe. You don't hear about it. But sacrifice, for whatever reason, has been a part of our humanity for thousands of years, dating back into the Incas and so on, or even into other cultures. They just feel that if you take a life, that you gain some articulate power, our crops will grow, you know, use the blood to bring forth new redemption. All of this at this point in our society in 2023 is nonsense. You don't need to kill an animal. You don't need to hurt a goat. You don't need to hurt a girl, a human, a man, a baby. We don't need to do any of this kind of stuff. It's not what we need to do. It's all mind. It's all mental. It's like an H.R. Giger painting. It's all in a very mental space. And these other things are just very, again, in that barbaric space. And there are levels. It's kind of strange. There's barbarism. Then you evolve to the neutral, then you evolve to the chaotic, and then you evolve to the lawful. Now, it sounds like a role-playing game, but really these things were pre-role-playing games. They were laid out by different philosophers like Spinoza or any of them. I mean, and even Marcus Aurelius in Stoicism speaks about the different levels of human behavior.
Would you consider yourself more of an occultist?
You know, I am an occultist. I am anything I want to be, George. I mean, I am a philosopher. I am a Satanist. I'm a Luciferian. You know, I'm just not limited. I'm just not. Others choose to limit themselves and put themselves in boxes.
Well, when you say you're a Satanist, Winter, when you say I'm a Satanist, I'm a Luciferian, what exactly does that mean to somebody?
Well, to somebody else, it might mean this person is crazy, or he has no way to socialize, or he's off on his own, you know, off his rocker.
Right.
You know, because generally in the population, especially even 10 years ago, it would have been espoused that way. But now, people everywhere are, you know, more into Halloween than they are Christmas. The church edict has really died. People are waking up to what I'm talking about and several other people that are into this path. It's really grown exponentially. But what it means to me is that, you know, these are the ultimate powers that rule in our universe. They're the energy, the synergy of the actual physical space of the cosmos itself and the dark matter. You know, space itself is made up of dark matter, and it stretches and it goes out, and you can just unionize with it and fly with it and be one with it. Amazing.
Is the religion of Wiccan the same as witchcraft?
No, there are two different things. Witchcraft is interesting to me because they do follow into very much a ritualistic space, and from ritual a lot can come. Wiccan to me seems very empty, and it seems like a very much, let's just pat each other on the back and have sex. I know that's pretty, I'm not trying to slam them. I have nothing against other people. And, you know, per se, I mean, I have issues with Islam, but, you know, because Islam has issues with me, you know, they throw people off buildings, you know, if you're an infidel, not to deviate too long, but they're big on anyone who's not into their Islamic thing, you know, it's not good. They kill you. They killed a little girl who had a ripped up Quran in her bag, you know. They stoned her to death. Jeez. But back to the Wiccan witchcraft debate, that's been going on since Garland. It's you know, Garland was a witch who was mainly started it in Britain, and there was a splinter group, and they said, we're Wiccan, which is more like they believe that they were an evolved witchcraft and so on. But, you know, neither here nor there. They're not bad. Whatever they believe, they're still nowhere near trying to infringe on other people's lives. You know, Crowley said, do what thou wilt, and so on and so on. You can to a point, but you don't want to, me personally have no interest in like infringing on someone else's life. And it's a waste of time. I don't want to tell people what to do. I don't want to rule the world. I don't want to rule the world. You know, I just want to go forth and be as powerful as I can and try to make it to what we spoke about years ago, the satanic singularity.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.